whether or not you want to vibrate.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas!
Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Thank you so much for spending Christmas Eve with us. My name is the Reverend Jacob Nault, if you don't know me, and I'm pastor here, and we are just so excited that you are with us today. A couple of logistical announcements. Paper bulletins are available, but you also will see everything you need up on the screen, so you can pick which version of the order of worship works best for you. Also, just another logistical announcement. If you did not get a candle, you are encouraged to grab one. At the back, we have battery-operated and real ones. We encourage any younger worshipers who are with us to use the battery-operated ones so they don't have to deal with hot wax. And also, anybody who is just uncomfortable with using real candles for any reason, there should be enough for you to use a battery-operated one instead. I think that's all that I have. And so, as we prepare to share the peace of Christ with one another, we recognize that we are sharing Christmas joy, but we also could be sharing germs. So just be mindful of other people's comfort levels. There are several different ways you can do that. You can handshake, you can hug, you can wave, and if you wave, we won't touch you. So let us share the peace of Christ with one another. The light of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's share the peace of Christ.
Yeah.
So the next thing, we have a choral introit, but the congregation is invited to join with us as well. So rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. And this is going to be a new one to many of us. The choir and I will teach it to you. And then we'll do it through a couple of times.
Jesus, Jesus,
your hymnal, join us.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful time. Jesus, Jesus, so holy and meek and mild. New life, new hope, new world, new ring. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory. Let the heavens ring.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory, glory. Let the heavens ring.
Beginning. Amen.
You may stand if it's comfortable doing so. little exercise. Join me in the call to worship. All through the season of Advent, as we prepared for Christmas, we've been exploring how we as a church can make more room in the inn, becoming more hospitable to the needs of our community.
On this Christmas Eve, we declare
our Advent journey has led us to this moment when the light shining through the closed doors of life becomes an open door to new possibilities and new relationships.
The light, the hope, peace, joy, and love multiplies from one illuminated heart and hand to another.
Emmanuel, God with us, like the shepherds, we have come here looking for you, ready to glorify and praise you for all we have heard, seen, and experienced. Your presence with your people, both long ago and today, brings to birth in us the hope, peace, joy, and love we wish for the whole world. Amen. Our opening hymn is number 188, Angels We Have Heard on High. You're welcome to use the lyrics up on the screen, or the hymnal is in front of you. It's blue.
Oh,
On this Christmas Eve, we are gathered as God's people to celebrate again what Christ's coming means to the world. We join with Christians all over the world who are celebrating today. From Isaiah 9:6. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be upon his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift who makes all these other gifts possible. So we light the Christ candle now as we think about what Christ's coming means to each one of us.
We thank you, God, for your gift of Jesus to the entire world. We thank you that Christ's coming makes hope, peace, love, and joy possible for every person in every nation. Encourage us to do our part to bring goodwill and peace to our families, our churches, our neighborhoods, and the world. Now let your Spirit put us in touch with you, the living God, through the words and music we hear today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
O God, turn out the lights in our busy lives. Let's start over. Please pray with me. O God, turn out the lights in our busy lives, that in the darkness your stars may shine. Silence the chatter of our minds, that we may hear the angels sing. Bring us to our knees, that we may see the Holy Child. Make our hearts open mangers for your Christ to be born in us. You who are always with us, come to us again. Make your word flesh in us.
Amen. We will now begin our service of lessons and carols. The way this is going to work is that we'll hear a reading, and we'll sing a hymn, and we'll hear another reading. During the hymn, you are welcome, if you'd like, to rise as it's comfortable for you to do so for that hymn and then remain seated for the next reading. Or if the up and down exercise doesn't feel like your thing, you can just stay seated throughout the whole thing.
Our first lesson, Isaiah 9, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us, a son is given to us. And authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this.
Our second lesson comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35 and verse 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favorite one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting it might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Our third lesson is from Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. The first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room.
Thank you.
Our fourth lesson from Luke 2, verses 8 through 16. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, and they were keeping watch over their flocks by night. And then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news and great joy for all the people. To you this day, born in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a large group of angels and heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who God favors." And when the angels had left and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known unto us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the territory of Judea, during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote, 'You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you the least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went. And look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
John 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. A man named John was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him everyone would believe in the light. He himself wasn't the light, but his mission was to testify concerning the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light. But the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children, born not from blood, not from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
For the Word of God in Scripture and the Word of God among us. Thanks be to God. And thank you to all of our readers, and thank you to the choir and all of our musicians and all of the other folks who are making this service possible. My friends, will you join me in prayer? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I'm a sucker for watching A Charlie Brown Christmas. I live alone, and my yearly ritual consists of turning off all the lights in my house except for my Christmas tree and whatever other holiday-themed lights that I have, and watching A Charlie Brown Christmas while I drink a glass of eggnog. Perhaps a bit of a cheesy tradition, but so are most of the traditions we engage in this time of year. And I've gotten into watching Hallmark Christmas movies with my girlfriend, and I'm still convinced that the Hallmark acting is way worse. But the reason why I watch this classic every year is not just because it's a classic, but because I take something different away from it each year, which informs the way that I think about the Christmas story. Now, of course, the climactic moment of the show is when Charlie Brown screams out in desperation, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" And then his friend comes with a blanket and says, "Yes, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." With a quiet confidence and a deep compassion, he then proceeds to recite the King James version of the angel's announcement to the shepherds. As I watched, I got stuck on this verse, which I'm quoting from the translation that we just heard. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people.'" Now that verse got me thinking. Both about what it meant in biblical times and what it means for the times we live in today. When we think about the biblical moment, We have to remember that the coming of a Messiah is prophesied throughout both the Old and New Testaments. All of those who were oppressed by the Roman power structure were finally going to be liberated. After all, life was extremely difficult for them. The Roman government regularly treated the Jewish people very unfairly. Many of us have already heard about this, as it's well documented throughout the entirety of the Bible. Harsh taxation, laws built for the success of the wealthy and the downfall of the poor in equal measure. Enslavement, all sorts of things that the people in biblical Israel were facing. Indeed, the commentator and preaching professor Amanda Brobst-Renaud reminds us that the shepherds had every reason to be cynical, right? They had every reason to say that they had been waiting all their lives for the Messiah to come, and it certainly wasn't going to come from a tiny baby or an unwed teenage virgin. But they didn't. Instead, they dropped everything, saying, "Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." No hesitation, no questioning, no cynicism. They just go. And in the rest of the biblical narrative, they're never heard from again. This is a story of earnest people who hear what they believe is the word of God and respond with haste. As I was watching A Charlie Brown Christmas, part of me wondered if I could respond without cynicism. My own family, members of this congregation, and members of our greater community here have all faced all sorts of struggles, or felt depressed or anxious by the state of the world. We've lost people we love. Some people continue to struggle to make ends meet. Many people in this area face food insecurity, poverty, or homelessness. Others are afraid of how they'll be treated or if they'll be discriminated in the midst of our divided and apathetic society. Good news of great joy for all people? I wouldn't be surprised if anybody in this room might be thinking to ourselves, "God, I'll have to believe it when I see it." But this is exactly why Jesus came. And this is the good news. No matter what you have been through this year, the good news of great joy that Christ offers applies to you too. Now, I'm not saying that everything that's been difficult for you this year is just going to go away. There's lots of work to be done in our society so that everybody can experience joy in this world and everyone can live with dignity and with peace and with prosperity and with hope. But tonight, just for a moment, what if we could use the joy that's inside our hearts right now as a source of strength to get through the hard times? What if we could truly believe that the coming of Christ is for our benefit? I don't know about you, but if an angel came to me while I was minding my own business and doing my job and tending my sheep, all smelly and stinky, I'd be pretty scared too. But what if we could hear the angel speaking directly to us? "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Messiah, the Lord. To you, for you." If you're struggling right now, you might remember that Jesus came to be with you when life is messy or it doesn't make sense. To be with you when you are carrying anxiety at the state of the world. To be with you when you need God's presence to touch your mind or your body or your spirit. On the other hand, maybe you're sitting here feeling like things are going pretty well for you. Maybe life is really good and lots of things are happening in your life that you have to be excited about. In the last weeks, as we've shared joys and concerns here in our regular services, we've had lots of prayers of gratitude for a new grandchild who was just born, for weddings and engagements and anniversaries and all sorts of beautiful things. The good news of great joy that Christ offers applies to you, too. To be with you as you have journeyed toward a new chapter of your life journey with anticipation. To be with you as you give thanks for the unexpected ways that God has provided for you or delighted you. That's why we don't have to be cynical when the angel says that the good news of great joy is for all people. We can pack up and go with haste to go see the baby. It's kind of like that episode of Seinfeld where they keep saying, "You gotta see the baby." We can go sing with the angels. We can go tell it on a mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. My friends, no matter who you are, or what you face today, or what has happened in your life up until now, Christ was born for you. Christ was born for you. For you. May you carry that joy and that assurance with you this season. May you be empowered by the hope that Christ has offered in your life to give strength to others who are feeling afraid. Because good news of great joy that applies to all people is a message worth sharing. And the world needs your love and your light and your hope and your peace and your joy more than ever. Thanks be to God. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at Union Congregational Church, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may give an offering in the offering plate as the ushers come around, or you can also give online at ucccwapan.net. But however you give, may you give with the spirit of Christmas joy in your heart. And may you give as your heart and spirit invite you to give. Please join me in our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we thank you that you have given yourself to us.
You have come to dwell with us, within us,
and among us. By your presence with us, grant us your peace. Send us forth into the world to set the captives free and to proclaim your grace. Send us in the power of your Spirit, in the blessing and the company of your Son, the beloved Jesus Christ, who is now into eternal life. Amen. We are about to sing Silent Night, followed directly by Joy to the World. Just a piece of candle etiquette. During this hymn, the candles are going to be lit, and Sue will play a full verse of Silent Night, so you have a little bit more time to light your candles before you start singing. So if you are using a traditional candle, the unlit candle takes its light from the lit candle. So once your candle is lit, stay still. And your neighbor will tip their candle toward you, so you don't tip toward them. We don't want a fire here. During the last verse of Joy to the World, which is the second of the two hymns we'll sing, you're invited to raise your candle upwards if you like, in recognition that Christ is the light of the world. So let's join together in Silent Night, followed by Joy to the World.
Thank you.
Friends, thank you for joining us this evening. Now receive these words of benediction. This is a poem called The Work of Christmas by the poet Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. Go in hope, peace, joy, and love to spread the beauty of Christmas. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace and Merry Christmas!